Recently, Kotzebue representative Reggie Jewell found out that anyone can become a target of internet scams, no matter where you live or who you are. For member station KBRW, Janelle Everett has the story.
In December, a phony email was sent out asking for money. The email was allegedly from House District 40 Representative Reggie Jewell. Jewell says he was surprised that someone had gotten into his email account.
Because that was not a bogus thing. That was somebody didn't create an account with my name on it. That was actually my real account. And somebody had hacked their way into it and sent an email out to folks. Somebody forwarded the message of what it contained and indicated that I was somewhere in Europe and was stuck, and somebody stole my credit cards, and can people send me money to make my way home?
In the phony email, the sender asks for a soft loan of £2,350, or the equivalent of $4,700 US, to pay the hotel bill and get home from London, where he was stranded. Representative Jewell says his personal computer will have to be checked to ensure his information remains private. He says, so far, neither his personal or financial information seems to have been compromised by the scam.
I've been trying to close down the email account. Part of the problem is I can't get in to the email thing. And my personal computer, I've got to bring it in to somebody to see if that's the IP account that was used to create the email address.
Jewell says once his passwords were changed by the hacker, it was difficult for him to access his account. Jewell says the internet is a good thing, but it has its drawbacks.
It's been quiet for a while, and hopefully will stay that way. But it's real. This new technology is a wonderful thing, but it does have its drawbacks and its risks.
How the scammer got Representative Jewell's name remains a mystery. But the recipient of the email forwarded it to Pam Varney, who runs the Legislative Affairs Office in Juneau. Varney says it is unfortunate that the representative's name and personal email account were used as part of a scam. Many Alaskans use the internet daily to pay bills as well as make purchases. Tara Sims, Alaska Public Relations Manager for the Better Business Bureau, reminds residents to protect their information.
Anything that looks suspicious, you can send to them, and they'll do an investigation on that. A great tip is if it's an unsolicited email coming to you, don't open it. Don't click on it. Don't do anything with it. But if it looks suspicious at all, don't open it, and definitely don't open any attachments or click on any links if you did open the email.
Sims says citizens should do everything possible to protect information from would-be thieves. Reporting from Barrow, I'm Janelle Everett.